as we navigate the complexities of global geopolitics, economic policies, and environmental conservation, it's becoming increasingly clear that the world is more interconnected than ever. On 9 March 2026, four high-value UPSC themes converged, highlighting the intricate relationships between strategic dialogue, migratory biodiversity, state intervention in markets, and sports as an economic and diplomatic sector. What makes this significant is that these themes are not only relevant to current affairs but also have a profound impact on India's position in the global arena. The RESINA dialogue, for instance, has emerged as India's leading platform for conversation on geopolitics, geoeconomics, connectivity, technology, and security. This forum matters because it captures the logic of contemporary Indian foreign policy, including strategic autonomy, multi-alignment, issue-based coalitions, and the desire to shape global debates rather than only respond to them. Crucially, the RESINA dialogue reflects how India wants to position itself in a fragmented world order, and its significance lies not merely in the number of foreign ministers, strategic experts, and officials it attracts. The themes discussed at RESINA typically overlap with questions on supply chains, maritime security, AI governance, climate diplomacy, and middle power coordination, making it an essential topic for UPSC aspirants. Now, let us turn to the issue of migratory biodiversity, which has been a topic of discussion lately. The state of the world's migratory species has kept attention on the fact that biodiversity does not respect national boundaries. Migratory species depend on flyways, marine routes, breeding grounds, wetlands, and stopover habitats across multiple countries, making conservation a diplomatic as well as ecological challenge. And here is something that surprises many students. India is deeply relevant in this context because it lies on major bird flyways and hosts wetlands, coasts, river systems, and grasslands used by migratory fauna. A decline in migratory species therefore signals habitat loss, hunting pressure, pollution, infrastructure barriers, and climate stress across entire ecological chains. For exam purposes, this topic is a strong case study in how international conventions, domestic protected areas, and community-based conservation must work together. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that conservation efforts require cooperation among multiple countries, highlighting the need for diplomatic efforts to protect migratory species. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India must work with other countries to establish protocols for the conservation of migratory species, which in turn requires a deep understanding of international conventions and domestic policies. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, let us look at the Essential Commodities Act, 1955, which remains important because it gives the state powers to intervene in the production, supply, storage, and distribution of certain commodities when shortages, hoarding, or price spikes threaten the public interest. In principle, the law is meant to protect consumers and maintain availability. However, the Act also sits inside a long-running policy debate. Excessive control can discourage private storage and investment, while too little control can intensify price volatility and speculative behavior. This makes the Act an excellent example of the constant tension in economic policy between market freedom and welfare protection. The 2020 changes to the law also made it relevant to discussions on agricultural marketing reform and extraordinary circumstances such as war, famine, or extraordinary price rise. Now, let us turn to the world of sports, where the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 has an economic and diplomatic dimension. Major sporting events like this are no longer only sporting stories, they are also stories about media rights, tourism, infrastructure readiness, branding, and soft power. Cricket, especially in South Asia, operates at the intersection of culture, commerce, diplomacy, and mass politics. For India, International cricket tournaments matter because they showcase the country's role in the global sports economy and in sports event management. They also raise policy questions about broadcasting, stadium infrastructure, crowd management, sponsorship concentration, and the growing influence of sports leagues and governing bodies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics we discussed today are relevant to both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember the RECINA dialogue, Migratory Species and Flyways, the Essential Commodities Act, 1955, and the ICC Mains T20 World Cup 2026. For mains, these topics are relevant to GS2, which covers global governance, diplomacy, and state market balance, as well as GS3, which covers biodiversity governance, commodity regulation, and sports economy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The RECINA dialogue is jointly associated with the Observer Research Foundation and the Ministry of External Affairs, and it focuses on geopolitics, geoeconomics, technology, security, connectivity, and climate. The dialogue reflects India's strategic autonomy and multi-alignment approach. Migratory species depend on habitats across multiple countries, and conservation needs wetlands, flyways, marine routes, and international coordination. India lies on major migratory pathways and hosts key wetlands and coasts. The Essential Commodities Act was originally enacted in 1955 and allows state intervention in the supply, storage, and distribution of key commodities. The core policy tension is between consumer protection and excessive market control. The Act was amended in 2020 to reduce routine controls except under extraordinary conditions. The ICC Mains T20 World Cup 2026 influences tourism, infrastructure, broadcasting, and branding, and cricket is also a soft power and sports governance issue in South Asia. In conclusion, the convergence of these four themes on 9th March 2026 highlights the complex relationships between geopolitics, economic policies, environmental conservation, and sports, and demonstrates the need for a nuanced understanding of these topics for UPSC aspirants. The significance of these themes lies in their ability to shape India's position in the global arena, and their relevance to both prelims and mains makes them essential for any serious UPSC preparation.